May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I have mentioned often how much I love to hear Bracken talk and teach and read. Now, for him, for Bracken, to read the story of the prodigal son from the Passion Translation is like having Mark Twain read Huckleberry Finn. It's just incredible. And of course, this was not what I didn't intend to talk from this, but how do you resist that? That's just stunning. Or maybe I shouldn't say anything. There are so many things here that you can come from so many directions that are so powerful, but just some stuff that the Lord was just ministering to my heart as I was listening to Mark Twain read Huckleberry Finn. To encourage you, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. What both the boys didn't get until the younger son came back from his journey was that everything that the father has was theirs, not because they had done anything to earn it. Is because he had earned it. And because their relationship with him, the inheritance belonged to them. When the prodigal son came to his worst point, where he's eating the food of the pigs, it says that he came to his senses in verse 17. The original language says literally he came to himself, but not fully. He remembered where he was from, and realize that this is silly. And so I'll just go back and be a servant because I certainly don't deserve sonship. But I'll just go back and be a servant. My father's got so much because, you see, he had squandered. Remember what he did? He went and asked the father for his inheritance early and then took off and spent it all. Not on godly things. So when he came back, he wasn't expecting anything except just having a place where he could eat. And be like one of the servants. What again he didn't realize is that the father gave him his quote portion, but really his portion was everything that the father had. He told the same thing to the oldest son. Now the interesting thing is that he said he came to himself, which is really what repentance is all about, coming to yourself, remembering who you are. It's not about beating yourself over the head, you know, putting a ring of condemnation around your neck, but it's remembering who you are in Christ. But every time I repent, I discover more and more who he is. And then I go deeper into really discovering who I am because of my relationship to him and who he is. See, the older son, and this happens a lot, those who've walked with the Lord longer, who have a long track record, have a tendency to be very intolerant towards those who maybe aren't, and they've gone off and blown it. And then they get frustrated that grace is there. They get mad at grace. He didn't know who his father was either. And he didn't realize, he said, well, you've never thrown a party, you've never given me this stuff. But he didn't realize is that everything that he had was what the father had, and it had nothing to do with what he had deserved either. It wasn't based on his performance or his long record. It was just the father's goodness. Just the father's grace. This is like the story of Mephibosheth, isn't it? That everything that Mephibosheth had a right to wasn't because what he had done or deserved. Was because what his father had done in reserve, Jonathan. He got what Jonathan deserved. He received what Jonathan earned. And when the prodigal came to himself and went home, he not only discovered a reluctant, though lecturing father, who would receive him as one of his servants, He threw a party and restored him to the place that was always his. Because it was the Father's choice. It was because of the Father's grace. And he also discovered that he had not spent it all. How many times have we messed up? And in our messing up, repenting, believing that we wasted some things that we can never get back. Because we don't deserve it. And that somehow we have to settle for plan B. Let me just say to you about God. It's amazing. Are there consequences for walking out? Yes. Did he have fun all those years? No. Was pig food good? Mm-mm. But when he came home, he realized that everything that the Father had always planned for him was still there. Because of the goodness and the grace of the Father. That's a powerful word. Because you see, when you go out and blow plan A, are there consequences for that? Yes, it's not worth it. No. But when there's true repentance and you come back home, and the Father runs to you and greets you and hugs you and kisses you again and again and says, okay, plan A. Well, this plan A looks a little different. Well, yeah, because you wait, but it's plan A. Now, that doesn't make sense, does it? Because we live based on law. We think we should get what we deserve. And it frustrates us when people get what they don't deserve. Let me just say this to you. Hell is the only thing that we deserve. All of us have earned that place. You don't want God to treat you based on what's fair. You want God to treat you based on His grace and love. Wouldn't it be wonderful if when the boy came home, the older brother, the older Christian, if he had been able to say to his father, in the way the father jumped on him and kissed on him and welcomed him through a party, wouldn't it have been wonderful if he could have said, Dad, Joe, the older brother, he's been sending couriers to me for years now, telling me, this is what would happen if I would just come home. He said, you need to know who Dad is. Man, do we need that in the body of Christ? Or what? Why is this story here? Because God wants to make it crystal clear what He, your Father, is like. And if you've blown it, there are certainly unfortunate experiences that you wish weren't part of your story. But not only will He tolerate your return, He will celebrate your return, and you once again begin to enjoy the full inheritance that He has. Because you didn't spend it all. You didn't even spend a portion. You wasted some. But everything's there waiting for you. That's the truth. Don't be the prodigal. Don't go out and do that. Pig food doesn't taste good. I'm just going to tell you right now. Fried, baked, any way you want to get it, it's not good. But don't be the older brother either. Both of them missed who their dad was. The one who blew it got it. The story ends with the older one, no record of him actually getting it yet, thinking somehow that he should have favor because he's been faithful. My brothers and sisters, we have favor because he's faithful. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.